is it helpful
Stephen,
for you
Stephen,
to say that loyalists are being hunted down like
Stephen,
dogs?
Stephen.
Where's your evidence for that? Well, hunted down like dogs? By
well,
who?
Stephen, have a look at it. Look, I'm not on here to talk about this. I'm on here to talk
but who
about this.
But who's hunting loyalists down like dogs, Billy?
Who isn't? The justice system is. The PSNI are. Everybody is. Look at the thing it's stacked against. You just go and look at the BBC and see what they're saying.
So you honestly, think, Billy, this is important. You honestly think loyalists are being treated like dogs in this country?
Stephen, I'm on to talk about the parade. You never mentioned this. I'm on to talk about the protests. Now, let me be very clear. You know, people feel like second-class citizens in this society, and it needs to stop. Now, you know, these parades are part of that.
Well, that's why this quote from you is relevant, Billy, to the parades issue and what we're talking about in our discussion today.
We're here to talk about the parades. If you don't want to talk about the parades, fine.
This is linked to it. If you genuinely feel...
I have already told you that I feel like a second-class citizen in my society, and I don't want to feel like that.
And you really think... Well, hold on. Let's not shout over each other, right? So you really think that the police are...
choice. We either talk about the parades or we don't.
Do you think the police are... Do you think the police are treating loyalists like dogs?
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you this. There's a two-tier justice system. People in Republicans who have actually prevented guns for murders have walked out of courts, and we have pensioners who have been out protesting and been involved in parades who have been arrested and fined and took to court, and in some cases put in jail for playing flutes or drums. Now, that system is wrong.